So you and Dad met in Miami in 1942.
We met in 42.
And stayed there for a while.
And
you mean you were, had your job and he had his job and you were dating and courting and romancing and having an affair and then...
And then he had to come back here because his mother was dying of cancer.
Yes.
And he asked me to marry him. To
there.
Make a home for him and Joan is the way he put it.
Right. Isn't that poetic way to make a home?
He said, will you marry me and make a home for me and Joan?
And you had, you didn't see Joan until you came out to the...
No, I'd only seen her picture and read her letters. And all the letters that I have found around here that she has written to Dad, I've bundled together and I keep finding another one and another one in a different book. And I keep mailing them to Joan and writing little letters.
She was living with her mother.
She lived at Westlake School for Girls.
He was thinking that you and he could come out here and that the Joan would live with you?
No,
so that
really.
Was just a
well,
idea.
She did live with us when she wasn't at school with her mother. She did, and in summer she stayed with us. And whenever
when
her whenever her mother went on a date, she'd come and stay with us.
When I was a young kid, she would stay here. I can't remember ever having lived there.
One time when well, the first place we lived was on Alfred Street, where you were born, and we weren't supposed to be there at all. The way Daddy got it, he ran up, he saw some people moving out, and he handed the lady a check. And she says, I can't accept this. He says, oh, I have a young bride coming from Florida, I must have it. And of course, with Dad's charm, she said, okay.
This is a
then,
rent.
When you were born, a year later, the lady kept saying, you know, I'm not supposed to have children in this apartment. I'm not supposed to have children in this apartment. So by the time you were 9 months old, Joan and Dad and you and I were in the car cruising around, and Joan saw a sign in front of the house saying, for sale. And we walked in and took it.
All right, so...
So you were
met,
9 months
you
old when we
in
moved
Miami.
Here.
Miami, yeah. Well, you met him in Miami, and then you and he came out here. Oh, he came out here first.
To be with his mother, who was dying of cancer.
Where was she living?
Where? She lived in a little apartment. He lived in a little apartment.
Okay, so there was...
And then Pearl lived at the
and
school.
Jones
by that
the
time, they
school.
Were getting a divorce.
Right. And he was married to her when he met you in Miami.
They were getting a divorce, yes.
And he was open about that. He said,
yeah.
I'm getting a divorce.
That's right. I don't
there
think
was another, there was also another wife briefly between Pearl and Elizabeth, though.
There was a what?
Another woman between Pearl and Elizabeth.
Somewhere along the line, he married... What was her name?
He mentions her on the...
And they got an annulment. He got an annulment.
So he came out. So when you came out here on the train or drove or something?
Drove.
By yourself?
No, I brought a whole gang of people. One was a guy who was going into the army here or whatever, and his wife. I guess there were only the two of them and me.
Do you recall that trip?
The only part I remember was that the girl was driving and the speed limit was 65 miles an hour.
65 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Where? In 1939, a 65 mile an hour speed limit. There were cars that would routinely do 65.
Yeah. Well, I told you that in 1928, the man says it'll do 70 or 75, and we did that. No, that was the speed limit, 65, and she got this new car of mine up to 70. And suddenly you see flashing lights. So I scooped her under me and sat at the wheel and
took the rap.
Policeman came along and he says, "Lady, I'm not that dumb. I know you weren't driving." I said, "Well, I happen to be the car owner." And this young lady didn't realize it had gotten so high. And he says, "We'll keep it down from now on." That was it.
It's a big country to be driving. Well, I suppose even in the 30s, people. I mean, there were no interstates here. Everything was two-lane roads and you had to think about it.
I don't remember. I know I've driven back and forth across this country